I had control of the outer half pretty much all day, and you know, it was kind of the opposite of last start. I had bad control on the inner half, and today I had good control of the inner half. So it's just the way it goes sometimes, you know. Nothing you can do about it other than just keep pitching and not let it get to you. And you know, I made some good pitches when I had to, and you know, obviously I'm not happy about walks and throwing a lot of balls, you know, but it happens. You can't be perfect every time you're out there.
Is it a good thing at least that even with a tough time controlling the ball, you still didn't give up a hit, didn't give up a run?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you can do something like that, especially when you don't have your best stuff, you know, you can't panic. You know, this is where sometimes pitchers tend to panic a little bit, and, you know, you kind of start thinking, well, I don't have it today. But you just keep pitching and continue to stay positive out there and make good pitches.
This isn't part of your learning process, but you're learning that you learned last year. I mean, you're learning that you already know it. Is that how this?
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know. It's one of those things where you're out there and you know it's kind of like, well, I don't have that good of control today. They don't know it, you know. So you just continue to pitch and you continue to make pitches. And in situations where, you know, I start off the guy with four straight balls and another ball right after that, you know, so you kind of just slow it down. And that's where I feel like I've gotten a lot better, slowing the game down in those situations like that and not trying to do too much, just kind of letting my stuff work. Because sometimes, you know, talking to JP, my stuff is all over the place. It's just so live and it moves so much that it's hard to control it. But when it's like that, it's a good thing, you know, because it keeps hitters kind of guessing and thinking, what the hell is the ball going to do now? And, you know, like I said, it's just you continue to just pitch.
Next time out, you're going to be five innings at minor league camp. Is that sort of a different mindset for you, going over and doing your work there?
You know, whatever it is, you know, it's still baseball. You still got to get your work in and get ready for that start, whatever it is. And like I said, I'm looking forward to it.
Can you tell when you're in the bullpen if it's going to be one of those days, you know, when you're warming up? Can you kind of get the sense, or is it different when you get out on the mound?
It's different when you get out on the mound. I try to block everything I do in the bullpen out of the equation, you know, whether it's a good bullpen or a bad bullpen, it doesn't matter, because whatever you do there, you leave it there, and mm-hmm. you go into the game and you just do your work, you do what you do best, and that's pitch. And like I said, you don't try to get out of too much out of your routine and stuff like that. So you just, you know, if you're not feeling a, you know, I knew in the bullpen I wasn't feeling that sinker down and away, but I kept on throwing it all game just to kind of make sure I, you know, get a feel for it. Even though we didn't get a feel for it, you know, We had a good feel for the other pitches.
So it's one of those times when you leave the bullpen.
Not really. You know what? I'm usually pretty good about stuff like that. You know, obviously, yeah, I get mad at myself, you know, if I don't make good pitches in the bullpen. But at the same time, I've learned that whatever happens there stays there. You know, it has, you know, no one's, it's the score's still 0-0 when you get on the mound. So whether it's good, whether it's bad, I try not to get mental with that, and I just go out there and just pitch.
Is that part of the importance of having more than two quality major league pitches, that you can go to the mound sometimes and one of them not working?
Absolutely. You know, and it's just great to have different weapons, and that's why you continue to work for different weapons every year. And, you know, the cutter's been a pitch for me that from last year to this year has, you know, been big for me, and especially behind in the count, you know, and stuff like that. You try to do different stuff with it, and it's worked out for me.
How do you focus, like, when you're angry at yourself? And I saw at least one time where you got pissed off on the mound, but you don't let it affect the next pitch. Do you get rid of it with a little walk, or do you use that energy
You know, it's something I've learned. It's the mental side of baseball, you know. It's you get pissed off at yourself, but once you get on the rubber, you got to tell yourself you got to be mentally ready. You know, you can't go out there and throw what they call mad balls, you know, and you just continue to stay within yourself and you know, you let that frustration out, and once you let that frustration out, all right, it's back to get that focus for those next 5-10 seconds that you're on that rubber, and that's what I do.
And the stash is gone for the spring?
It's gone, yeah. It was just to mess around.